Now, statistically speaking, love's a much better bet than, say, playing the lottery. You are 8,000 times more likely to get hit by lightning than to win the lottery. You're actually 16 times more likely to get killed driving to the gas station to buy a lottery ticket than you are to win it. But still, we play and dream of instant riches. Roy Kaplan says, maybe we're better off if we don't win the lottery. He's the author of the book called Lottery Winners, and he told Steve Paulson what happens to them.
Some people, it changes their lives and saves their lives. On the other hand, I've met a number of people said that they were sorry they won. And I find that difficult to believe because, you know, I never really met anybody that was willing to give the money back, you know. But the reality is there are all kinds of unintended and unanticipated consequences to winning.
Now, these are people who won huge jackpots. I mean, we're talking many millions of dollars here.
Well, in some cases, the reality is, though, it doesn't matter really how much you win. In many cases, you're still going to get bombarded from friends and relatives expecting that you're going to help them out in some way or another. They don't just expect it. They're anticipating a check in the mail.
Now, one thing that you often hear about is that even after people win one of these big jackpots, they'll often say they want to keep their job. And I guess they often do keep it for a few months, but it doesn't seem to last after that.
I found many people who were anxious to continue their work. And in a way, that was very positive because they recognized that work is something that ties you into a community. You have your friends at work or acquaintances, and it gives you something meaningful to do with your time, your mind, or your hands. And there were many instances where people kept working, and then they were resented by coworkers. What are you doing? You're taking a job away from somebody who really needs it. You don't need the money anymore. That is one of the things. Another thing that people sometimes don't understand is the notoriety that attends to winning money or anything. And this brings, in some cases, unwanted attention from individuals who are sometimes con artists or, I can recall one woman who tried to keep it a total secret from her neighbors, which is almost impossible these days. But she moved and didn't think that anybody around there knew her and was shopping in a supermarket. And an old friend of hers from where she used to live ran into her and just in front of everybody said, oh, there's the millionaire. How are you doing these days? Right in front of everybody. Another case I remember, and this fellow was almost paranoid. I can recall knocking on his door. I used to show up unannounced. I won't give all my techniques of getting these interviews, but I would show up unannounced, and I knocked on his door, and he said, looked at me stony-faced. He said, nobody won the lottery here. I didn't know what to say. I said, what are you talking about? How did you get on my list? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I guess I looked so upset, you know, and that he said, well, come on in, he said, but I'll deny it to everybody. And then his wife was upstairs, and she took one look down and just went back upstairs. He said she won't talk to anybody about it. And we have taught our children how to respond when people say, where's your dad or something, because the neighbors didn't know either. And he said sometimes they suspect things and they try to trip the kids up, but we gave them stories that they could give about how I don't have to work anymore because of, you know, some other circumstances.
And so they had to construct a whole fake life. I mean, it's sort of astonishing. I mean, they have to turn their lives inside out to present themselves to the world to be acceptable. I mean, it's kind of astonishing.
Oh, yes. And I mean, I can tell you that I found it rather tragic because here they realize the American dream of sudden riches, you know, and they were somewhat reluctant to live that lifestyle that they thought would bring this joy to them.
Isn't there a difference, though, between getting, $500,000 and getting $100 million? I mean, basically it means you never have to worry about money again, presumably.
You're wrong, because I found them, and they were broke.
They were broke?
I met many people who spent their annual installments even prior to getting it. In some ways, you know, it's good that these things are paid annually rather than in a lump sum. But routinely, people were spending the annual installments and then borrowing against future ones. And so, I mean, that wasn't good. But imagine what would happen if you gave them a lump sum and, all at once, that would probably catapult them into a life of a lot of misery in some cases.
Does the idea of fate have any special meaning for you after having studied all of this?
I've interviewed people who've won more than once, sometimes more than twice or three times. I know that there's, and I'll tell your listeners, there's no technique, there's no method for winning the money. I've interviewed many people who only bought one ticket and never played again. And I've met people who spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars every week and won. So save your money. I know I'm not the greatest ad for the lotteries, but it's all random. There's no system. I don't care where they say they're computerized. I know people that have developed those systems, and they're no better than if you just threw a dart at a chart and picked a number, because there's no way that you can systematically beat the lottery.
Roy Kaplan's book is called Lottery Winners: How They Won and How Winning Changed Their Lives.